for those who suffered from the new virus and those still suffering and their families, and for those suffering from the new Great Depression, and to the memory of Sarah Leslie, still standing tall. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Revelation 15:1. Introduction. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine their world anew. This one is no different. It is a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. Arundhati Roy, Financial Times, April 3, 2020. It is going to be hard to go back to normal, especially now that we are constantly informed that we cannot go back to normal. Lionel Shriver, Spiked, May 11, 2020. This book is about a virus that caused a global depression. More precisely, it's about how our reaction to a virus caused a global depression. A virus can cause disease and pandemic, yet it cannot directly cause an economic collapse. That's up to us. We made many choices when the extent of the viral attack became clear. Those choices were informed and at times misinformed by science and economics. Since the virus was new and scientists were not in accord, choices offered by science were both muddled and contradictory. To say the economic choices were muddled and contradictory seems redundant. Still, scientists and economists acted mostly in good faith and always under extreme duress due to the suddenness and lethality of the disease. They did the best they could. It's not clear another expert team would have done better under the circumstances. As always in crises, there were heroes. Nurses, doctors, and hospital staff were overwhelmed with new cases of infection and coped with acute shortages of protective gear, treatment equipment, and some simple medications. Many worked to the point of exhaustion. Some were infected, and sadly, some died. Individuals attended to loved ones suffering from the virus when hospital facilities were unavailable or unavailing. Sanitation staff scrubbed streets and buildings inside and out to dispel the virus. Charitable groups offered meals to those quarantined or otherwise shut in. Religious bodies erected tent hospitals in bare fields. The Army Corps of Engineers, National Guard, and other military units also built field hospitals almost overnight in large public spaces such as the Javits Center in New York City. Customs and Border Protection officers acted as medical screeners for inbound travelers. The U.S. Navy surged two hospital ships, USNS Mercy to Los Angeles and USNS Comfort to New York City, to provide additional intensive care and surgical capacity to overstretched systems. Similar efforts were made around the world, especially in hard-hit countries like Italy, Spain, Brazil, and the UK. There are more unsung heroes. They all deserve our thanks and prayers. Still, the suffering of virus victims and the caregiver sacrifice should not blind us to a different source of misery, the new Great Depression. Policy choices in the face of pandemic have caused the greatest economic collapse in U.S. history, and that collapse is not confined to the United States. The pandemic began in China. It afflicted the greatest number of individuals in the United States, if the Chinese data can be believed, which is doubtful. The United States and China are the world's two largest economies, producing 40% of global GDP. If the European Union, EU, home to Italy, France, Spain, and Germany, among other large economies, which have suffered over 130,000 virus-related deaths, is treated as a single economy and added to the United States and China, the percentage of global output subject to pandemic shutdown exceeds 60%. Comparisons to the 2008 global financial crisis, the 2000 dot-com collapse, and the 1998 financial panic miss the point. Those crises, while critical to those affected, were trivial compared with what's upon us now. The first Great Depression, from 1929 to 1940, offers a better frame of reference. Yet even that cataclysm does not capture the extent of what happened in 2020 and what is yet to come. The 89.2% stock market crash that occurred during the Great Depression played out in stages over 4 years, 1929 to 1932. The 60 million U.S. job losses in the new Great Depression have played out in just over 4 months, and more losses are coming. This book is written from the perspective of economics, not virology. Still, the topics are intertwined. Writing a book on the new Great Depression without discussing